Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. The dreams must inspire you, so let's do rule 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I am Too Legit. It's my favorite rap song of all time. I am also joined by B3 Exponent. Joining me on the boards is Rock.
Really?
Glorious.
Really?
No, I won't give in. I won't give really? In till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend. Bad song.
Alright, moving on to the NBA. Some NBA news. Wizards match Otto Porter's 4-year, 106 max offer sheet from the Nets.
That should have been the Monday Afternoon Blues.
What? They get paid. No, get paid.
For the Wizards?
They had no choice.
Get paid.
Get paid.
I mean, Porter.
I mean, no, good shout out to him getting paid. I like people get paid, but.
What Porter Otto average Porter?
Wait. No, Porter.
He had about 17-7, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That kind of money?
Yeah,
in today's NBA, yeah. 17-7 gets you 100 mil.
Wait, think about it.
I guess it does.
Whose contract is worse? Otto Porter's 104, Drew Holiday for 126.
And we know he's going to be hurt sometime.
Yeah, I get to January. He'll be out.
Mistaken, he had 13-6.
13-6.
13.6 rebounds.
Not even 15 points a game.
Well, he does play with Bradley Beal and John Wall, who dominate the ball. He still got 13-6.
He did increase from 11 to 13 last season.
He's, 2 points.
He's 6'8". He's getting stronger. He's a solid defender, man.
He's 23,
24? He's 23. Yeah.
He's young. All right.
That's cool. I give it to him.
I give it to him.
I mean, I just, come on. You give.
It means absolutely nothing in the terms of this NBA landscape.
Listen,
but, hey.
If Tyler Johnson's getting paid, all right, $15 million a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler Johnson.
The Heat, right?
Yeah.
But he earned his. I'm still wondering how did Drew Holiday get what? Who came up with that number?
I like Drew Holiday.
Davis likes him. That's what it was.
Let me tell you why. Yeah, I was going to say because of what happened with his wife and miss a lot of time. They didn't want him go. And who else they going to sign to be a guard down there?
They lost Tim Frazier to the Wizards, who was their starting guard.
You'll get
for a lot of games.
You'll get
Rondo.
Ron Roberts.
You could have got Jeff Teague for $70 million less.
I like him in Minnesota, though, personally.
That's a good point. Yeah. I like Jeff Teague. Yeah.
The Minnesota thing's good.
Yeah.
He's a little bit overrated, but it'd be all right. Yeah. Speaking of Timberwolves, Jamal Crawford signed 2-year, 8.9 with the Wolves.
Man, I feel bad for him.
Oh, no. I like
him. I wish he would.
That's a
great move.
No, I mean, I want that guy to win a ring, though.
It's just not in the cards, man.
He wants to get paid. He's about 37 now, 36.
Get that check.
He can still get buckets, though.
He's 4 million a year. I think 4 million a year.
And he doesn't play any defense either, so you got another 3-4 years in the league.
Well, Thibodeau, he got to learn on now.
No, he doesn't. He's going to be like,
nah, man.
He teaches these young kids how to do that. I'm just going to go get buckets, man.
Hopefully he teaches Andrew Wiggins how to make a jump shot.
Oh,
that's a good point.
That's the biggest thing. I love Andrew Wiggins, but he needs to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can play, but. Andrew Wiggins is
a bum.
Yeah.
And
he's
a bum.
Well, I don't know about that.
Wow. Yeah, I'll go out on the line and say that. He's terrible.
Hot take. Good.
I love that statement. He hasn't shown anything. He hasn't put together a winning season in the NBA. The man is.
But some guys.
Done nothing.
You know what?
He's done nothing.
Neither is Anthony Davis, and everybody's like. Everybody
Anthony Davis
him
got,
as one
they,
of the
he
top
got
five.
His team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He got his team to the playoffs. They got beat down by Golden State.
You're right.
But he did get there.
That blip on the radar.
It started. It's a start. Andrew Wiggins ain't done nothing.
Wiggins scored 23 points a game last year.
You was just praising Otto Porter for scoring 13.
To his defense, Zach LaVine went down, who was coming up. They call him a solid defender, but most of the points is being scored on him.
He's undersized wing.
No, but the difference is Otto Porter and Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is supposed to have been the next LeBron James.
Yep.
Nobody thought Otto Porter was going to be a solid NBA player, which he is. Andrew Wiggins is supposed to have been $200 million from Adidas. He going to be the guy that carries the league into the future.
He's only been in the league like 2 years.
Like four years, 5 years. LeBron was in Eastern Conference Finals year three.
So you kind of see.
LeBron, you're talking about not top LeBron. Five LeBron. The whole time.
But that Wiggins was supposed to be compared to this guy. That's all
Wiggins,
I'm saying.
Wiggins was the Canadian LeBron.
Yeah.
He's Canadian. It's different, you know. They got different measuring scales up there.
His value is a little less than what LeBron's value is.
He was the Canadian LeBron.
I feel you.
Say, woo! Throw that in there.
That was great. All
right. Enough of that. Anyway. The Canadian LeBron. That might be the best take of the year. Mr. 315 want me to throw out there that Evan Fournier got $85 million last year.
Orlando?
Yeah.
He's a serviceable player.
I've been making this that much before.
Evan Fournier.
You're just making shit up now.
He's a serviceable player. Pull up Fournier's numbers.
Pull him up. You did that earlier. You got 13-6 a game for $100 million?
Wait. What team? This is Orlando, right?
Yeah, who cares?
Who pay him. Who else is going to play in Orlando?
They got to get to a minimum salary at some point.
He'll get paid. I mean,
in his defense, he averaged 15 points last year. He averaged 17 this year. But who else is shooting in Orlando?
Evan Fournier is the only weapon they got.
Other player in Orlando.
Besides Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon.
Who?
The dunk guy.
They got Alfred Payton?
Who?
Oh, the dude with the weekend cut.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you see? That's how you know him.
They got Biz.
You
got
to call him weekend.
Biyombo.
Okay. Oh, I got 17 men a year.
And Vucevic.
Can hoop.
He can hoop. He can catch the ball out of the air. That's about all he can do.
He's a good scorer.
He's all right, though.
Solid.
He's good for what he's
for. Some more NBA news. The Raptors traded DeMarre Carroll. I don't know if y'all saw it.
Yeah.
For a future first. No. DeMarre Carroll, a future first and second round to the Nets for center Justin Hamilton. You remember who Justin Hamilton is?
No.
He guy played from in LSU?
Charlotte.
No, he's a white guy playing in Charlotte for 10 days.
Yeah.
He went to Miami, and they signed him to a contract for a couple years. He was a D-leaguer until we signed him for 10 days. Then he went to Miami and got a contract.
That's all it takes. Yep. One break.
They traded a first and second to get him and DeMarre Carroll.
I think it was more money involved
in that. Oh, yeah. They're trying to get away
from that. Get under that threshold somehow.
Something like they were going to pay like 50% of the salary of somebody.
And plus, you know, the Nets has been – they just want to be in the first round when it comes to drafts.
Oh.
They just want to be in any round.
They're finally going to get a pick. They haven't had a pick in like four seasons.
Coming up.
Thinking about it, who's the worst trade of all time? Is it the Cowboys pick for Herschel or is it the Nets trading?
It's the Nets.
I mean,
Cowboys.
Yeah, the Nets.
No, it's the Nets.
The Nets sold.
Because they got Herschel. All they got were a bunch of old dudes. And they had that one good year. They were like the fourth or the fifth seed.
Yeah.
Two
years in the playoffs.
That was it.
Yeah.
And now you're in purgatory for, 5 years now?
Next 10 years.
The owner wants to sell the team low-key.
Next 10 years. They ain't got no good players, and they got some awful contracts on that damn roster right now.
No, but you know what? I got to admit, as a New Yorker, the Nets are looking better than the Knicks.
Oh. Y'all did get D'Angelo Russell. He might.
I'm not a look.
Oh, D'Angelo Russell scored like 23 a night because ain't nobody else going to shoot the ball.
Both teams are terrible.
He'll shoot up anything.
But, you know, anytime you celebrate, like, Knicks fans were, like, out there parading in the streets as if they won a championship when Phil got fired.
They were. Yeah, they were.
People was like, yay, Phil got fired.
Oh, yeah. They were happy.
We got rid of Phil. You still got James Dolan.
Y'all still suck. Damn. Real bad.
Like, oh, snap, we still got the worst owner in sports.
Yeah. We still got Carmelo Anthony, who doesn't want to be here at all. But really he does. He wants to live here but not play here.
Right.
That's right.
All right, moving on. Some other news. Pistons renounce rights to KCP, make him a free agent. Where should he go? Anywhere? Rumors.
Ooh.
Where did I see him landing? I saw Indiana trying to take a stab at him. And
I know Mr. 315, he's a Pistons guy.
Utah, y'all need somebody. Y'all better go holler.
Take him.
Joe Johnson's like 90. He can't carry a load of minutes.
How much does he want?
He can go get whatever he wants from Utah because Utah got cash.
I think he wants 15 to 20 a year.
He can go to
got it, so why not?
Dallas. He can go to the Mavs.
Yeah. Nah.
They got Wilson Matthews.
Dennis Smith. Seth Curry, but we're talking about a dude who's
don't forget. Like a bench player, a borderline bench player.
No. KCP was started. Like he's legit. Like,
he started on the Pistons.
In Detroit. He could go start in Utah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Jazz right now. If I'm just a serviceable player, and I'm trying to get paid. Utah. Yeah.
I go to New York. They're good at giving up contracts. What about contracts?
Y'all get Tim Hardaway a contract already.
You go to L.A. He can go to the Lakers.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Tim Hardaway got a contract from Knicks. They traded this man like a year and a half ago for nothing.
For a second round pick.
You know what?
It's the epitome of the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks. That's how come I'm not mad. I'm still looking at Drew Holiday's contract from 126. But 71 mil.
The Hawks offered 4 years, 48. He was like, know what? We're good.
He wanted 100 million.
Who?
KCP.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no. You smoking.
No.
For how many years? Five?
Four. Ten?
Four?
You've been playing 10 years.
He won't want them MLB guys.
Yeah. Chandler Parsons getting that kind of money to chill. Chill.
3 years.
So are you mad at KCP?
Yeah, but Chandler Parsons had like two really high level years.
One and a half.
That's true. He did.
You're right. One.
KCP was pretty good last year, wasn't he?
But you know what? And to his defense, Chandler Parsons is going to be in Memphis till his career is dead.
You're done. Oh, yeah. You're done on the show the rest of the day. All right? Yeah. This is the second 13-point game guy you have said should get paid.
He's going to get paid regardless, but.
He's going to get paid, but not 20 mil? Nah.
13. He went from 14 points a game to a 13.
I give him 10 to 13 million.
He
decreased.
He's getting at least 15, unfortunately.
Yeah, he'll get 15.
Y'all laugh at 13 points get in the game in the NBA. Those are tough points.
Yeah. Look, I'm not mad.
On the Pistons, nobody could score on the Pistons.
When you have to play Milwaukee four times, you have to play Cleveland four times.
Chicago,
Indiana, those were 4 to 8 playoff teams in the Eastern Conference last year.
If I was KCP, I would get the J.R. Smith. Give me the J.R. Smith contract, the $60 million in the Henny, and I'm good.
He might think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody going to pay that young man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kent Bazemore got a fat contract. Kent Bazemore is terrible.
Mr. 315 says Brooklyn.
Hold on. Time out. Surprised. He says Kent Bazemore is terrible. Can you please pull up Kent Bazemore's statistics? Because if he scores more than 13 points a game, I'm going to turn your mic off. Hold on. Let's find it out.
Hold on.
7 points and 4 rebounds.
But you know who a winner is on this show? David Fizdale. You're the winner.
Check them stats.
No. Yeah. Check the other person. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I like him as a coach.
I love him as a coach.
Where are we at? Where are we at Bazemore-wise?
Well, I'm trying to look it up. Google's taking a minute.
Well, come on, Google. I'm trying to make a point here.
You know
Nick Batum getting 25 a season for 15 and 6.
But Batum is actually relevant.
Is he?
Nah.
But Batum could drop a triple-double at any time.
At any time? Really?
He does what he needs.
I mean, I'm not saying like a 30-point triple-double. I'm saying like 11 and 10 and 9 and 10.
Like, he stuffs the stat. Like, yo, I can get you 13, 6, and 7, 2 blocks, and I'll throw in a steal.
But he's too inconsistent for me.
We got any other news?
Do it every game.
Yes, we do. All right. Some other new man, the internet today. Celtics trade guard Avery Bradley to the Pistons for Marcus Morris.
I hate that.
You
got to do it, but I hate it.
You got to afford him.
Yeah, you got to do it. Got to do it. The diabolical
Celtics breaking
Ainge,
up a little bit.
Diabolical Ainge has done it. Did he get a pick out of it?
Nope. Straight up.
What?
I thought they did get a pick out of it. They didn't get a pick with Avery Bradley?
That was straight up.
Did Boston receive a pick? Okay. I thought one of them got a pick.
Kent Bazemore only scored 11 points last year. Okay.
Hey, shout out. He gave him credit.
11 points is garbage. $1,300 million contract. 11, you're terrible.
He averaged 11.6 last year. He was 11 this year. Wow. Do you know he's been in the league since 2012?
No. I thought he was. Warriors.
Yeah, he was with the Warriors, Toronto, Golden State, and the Lakers.
Lakers?
Yeah, he was with the Lakers. He's 27.
Last year he was on the
Lakers. Atlanta Hawks marquee, Dennis Schroeder and Kent Bazemore. We going to sell a ton of tickets. And the bar that they put in courtside.
They got cool hair, though. So, I mean, they got that going for them.
Yeah.
Well.
Giving away tickets actually, down in Atlanta.
Bazemore's hair is pretty tacky.
Good.
But the Avery Bradley trade, I think it's good for Bradley. They got a good score. They go Detroit. And he's only getting better.
It's Bradley's definitely good better. For Detroit. Yeah. What a good move, Detroit.
Are you gonna if you're Detroit, would you pay him the max deal that he wants?
They got a second round pick too. Okay. Detroit did.
Okay.
Oh.
I need to
the
see
same case
year.
With Nick Batum. Somebody's gonna pay him.
Yeah.
He was gonna get money from the Warriors if we didn't sign Nick Batum. So.
Yeah.
Or Portland. Not Portland.
That's
he was the fourth best scorer on Portland when he was there. And we gave that man $25 million.
What's that McCollum? Yeah.
Well, shout out to Jordan for not being cheap, man.
Hey, he's at least spending money.
He's trying.
Just need to get a new general manager.
Dwight Howard? Is Dwight Howard the answer for you guys?
And Dwight Howard's a fourth or fifth seed?
Don't. Rock's going to leave. Charlotte? Rock's gonna leave.
It's no championship. We not winning a championship. Everybody knows that.
Hey, you know what?
Succeed at best.
Thank you.
Dwight.
We're not going to win a championship. But if I get to see Dwight Howard block somebody's ball halfway out the stadium, I'm happy with it.
All right, I have said it before. I'm gonna say it again. Dwight Howard, for the fans in Charlotte, if you honestly believe you getting a 10-time All Star in Dwight Howard, you out your damn mind. Because he is not in that. He's not there anymore.
He
his
could.
Back's done.
No, his back's done. He's
second
not.
Round of the playoffs, baby.
He might do 13-12.
Baby steps.
Baby
the
steps.
The best thing for the Make Hornets the is let him come off the bench and let him give 20.
You
25
really
minutes.
Riding this come off
no,
the
I'm
bench
just saying,
thing for him?
Because it's going to hurt Cody. It's going to hurt Cody.
D12 ain't coming really off good. The bench.
Like
it ain't.
I like Cody. Cody has increased his points per game since last year. He keeps getting better. You take him off the floor with the starters.
That's because he keeps getting crappier people around him.
No.
It's easy to be the best center when you're the only center.
And plus, having Dwight come off the bench at his
age. He's not the only center.
Right now wouldn't work for him because he's going to have to get his sweat back up.
Down
the
stretch,
when he sits. He'll sit in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
He
always does.
Yeah, he can't shoot free throws.
Okay, I'm fine with him sitting in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, last 5 minutes of game, his butt needs to be on the bench.
He'll be on the bench. He can't make free throws.
And to his defense. This defense. I think Dwight Howard is the biggest underachiever, one of the biggest underachievers that's ever played. But
are you mad that he's not going to win a championship?
I'm not.
Because
does it take away from his career?
He's a Hall of Famer by default.
But you know what? Sad NBA basketball is easier to get into the NBA in the Hall of Fame.
It's
ridiculous.
It's definitely numbers. It's get the numbers you get.
You can score 15. You can score. Kent Bazemore would be Hall of Fame the way it's going.
If he can get that average up to 15, 13 to 15, he might
win a couple championships. Yeah.
He's not
going
to do that.
Shoot, Yao Ming a Hall of Famer? He averaged about 16, 17.
Yao Ming is a Hall of Famer. Yao Ming is a Hall of Famer, though. Look at the – dude, we've had this argument.
I love Yao Ming.
I'm not doing the Yao Ming thing because I love Yao Ming.
Oh, whoa. Time out.
But his stats don't scream Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
But his stats don't scream Hall of Fame at all.
Why?
I think he's actually in for more of what he did for the NBA Asia.
His influential status to help the NBA globalize.
He said he didn't want to go in as like
an ambassador.
Yeah. He said he only wanted to be as a player. So they waited a couple years. And then they put him in as
they put him
anyway.
In when they put Shaq in.
Yeah.
Same time, that's right.
Oh, okay. One of those wrestling moves. One of those.
It's all buddy.
Hide him behind somebody else.
Okay. One of those gimmicks. I see.
If you look at his. I'll go to it again. He averaged 19 points a game in his career. He only played 8 seasons. He averaged 20 points a game in three seasons of his eight. I actually make that four because he's 19.7. So 4 to 8 seasons, he was 20 points a game. I'm just saying, dude, and you forget how good that McGrady and Yao Ming team was.
You mean that McGrady team?
Yeah.
The McGrady team? Like, McGrady, we need you to stay healthy. That's your back again, Tracy. Damn it, Tracy.
Now McGrady deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because he was bamboozled.
Well, Yao Ming scored 20 points a game. Hey, he's talking about putting a guy scoring 15 points a game in the Hall of Fame.
I said if he was 15, 20 years, Baseball could be there. He'll have some points then.
Turn his mic off.
if he averages 15 points a game for 15 seasons, that'd be 20 plus thousand points.
That's a long time to play. Who's going to keep somebody who's only scored 15 points a game for 15 years?
You know what? With today's NBA.
James Jones still getting contracts. He ain't playing in the Hall of Fame.
James Jones got like 6 rings.
He's getting the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, his finals record. Does he have like the LeBron finals record?
James Jones.
That is crazy.
He beat all them Boston Celtics. All of them.
All
right.
Wow.
Speaking of Hall of Famer, Vince Carter and the Kings agreed to a 1-year, $8 million deal.
Wow.
That's a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame.
15 points a game for 37 years is Vince Carter.
I said this on Thursday. Nobody remembers Vince for anything more but the dunk contest.
That's not true. I love Vince Carter. Yeah. Dudes can shoot, too. He can always shoot.
Give me a memorable playoff moment. Give me a memorable regular season moment.
Okay, hold on a second. I can say the same thing about Charles Barkley.
Now, Vince is a Hall of Famer. No question. Vince is a Hall of Famer, but the most memorable thing on Vince Carter's resume is
dunks.
The dunk contest and the dunk over the Australian.
He jumped over a 7'1" dude.
The dunk over the Australian and the dunk to the 2000 dunk contest.
When he scored 60.
Okay.
That's two Cliff Notes.
He had some.
Oh, no, wait. The time that he missed the playoff game because he went to his graduation.
And then they lost game 7. That's right.
Right.
Damn. And he didn't show up in that game, did he? Damn.
The super sweet alley-oops between him and Tracy McGrady when they were on the Raptors together.
Mo dunks.
Dunks.
Super dunks.
He is the dunking machine of an era.
That's the original Lob City, by the way.
Wait, he went to the Kings.
Yep.
Man. He got $8 million. $41 years old. Golden State was full, and
Cleveland did not have any money.
Listen, that man wanted to get paid.
Vince Carter don't win a championship. You forget in 2000, 2001 with the Raptors, he scored 27.6 points a game, dude. I mean, that's.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's not just a dunker.
His most memorable moment on his resume is the 2000 dunk contest and dunking over the Australian. He played for the Raptors.
The Raptors.
He played for the New Jersey Nets.
First of all, you can't say he played for the Raptors. He played for half the league now. Okay? He played for the Mavs, the Grizzlies, the Raptors.
At certain points of a player's career, some teams don't count. Like when he played for the Suns.
He played for Phoenix?
I didn't even know he played for Phoenix.
Real quick.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. When Iverson played for the Grizzlies.
That didn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Okay, well, where do we draw the line with Shaq then? Because Shaq played for half the league, too.
Shaq, stop at the Heat.
Cleveland thing was fun.
I'm a Phoenix fan. And when I said, hey, Shaq is coming to the – I said, no. Bad move. Real bad move.
Yeah, he had nothing left.
I just remembered he played – I just saw a clip of him rolling around on the floor in Boston. I was like, well, damn, I forgot he was the big Shamrock.
Or he was supposed to win a ring with the King in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got hurt.
So was Larry Hughes.
He became a punchline by Kevin Hart or Cat Williams or somebody. Y'all remember that stand-up special? Yeah. That was great.
So the Spurs also signed Rudy Gay.
I saw that.
It can be good if he stays healthy.
Achilles.
We'll see.
That's what we call these guys coming off these Achilles.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Him, Zach LaVine.
Now, when he starts,
question marks.
Are we come off the bench?
I think they're going to start him.
You think he's starting?
Me too, man.
I think he's on the bench.
Gasol can't start, man. Gasol shot.
Yeah, but you're going to start Simmons most likely if he stays.
You'd hope.
We got to find out who their starting point guard going to be. It ain't going to be Tony Parker.
It'll be Pat Mills. As I heard right now.
Yeah.
He disappointed me so much in that series against Golden State, man.
Y'all can guess whatever you want, but Patty Mills is going to do whatever he wants. You're not going to know.
Who cares?
So, game one, the first season this year.
With the Spurs, it doesn't matter because you know they play at rotation anyway. It's a matter about who plays the last 5 minutes more than the beginning. Yeah.
It's hard to play for the Spurs, man. Like, I really want to see them get, like, a prize free agent.
They got Aldridge. We all see how that worked out.
Yeah, that's awful.
Everybody wanted Aldridge. The only reason why I like Josh Jackson is because Greg Popovich was saying, look, we will give you LaMarcus Aldridge for Josh Jackson.
That's big.
Straight up. I was like, okay, I see something. If you see something in this guy, he might not be a complete bust.
I told him he's going to be the best player out of the draft, so that's what I said.
Probably.
It's just me.
Jason Tatum. All right. He
got the best opportunity.
And Kelly Olynyk agreed to a 4-year, $50 million deal.
Woo-hoo. He got cheaper. I mean, that's not bad.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares about Kelly Olynyk?
No, shut up. Yeah, he's a hard worker.
Yeah. They were chanting that man's name in the garden.
Because he boy,
against the Wizards.
Okay, what's his most memorable moment?
Game seven against the Wizards.
Okay.
For me, it's when he broke Kevin Love's arm.
Yeah,
that too. Okay, good one.
Cool.
Right out of socket.
He got a couple nice things.
I love how you gave him the white guy moniker, though. He's a hard worker. He's a real hard worker. I like that.
That's the white guy moniker.
That's the white guy moniker.
He hustles,
man. He's always on the ground.
Grindy.
He can shoot threes, too.
You know, give him that. I don't want to say.
That's the white guy moniker right there.
Yeah, he can shoot threes. He can stand there and shoot threes.
Hey, speaking of guys, he's not even average. And you're standing up for him, right? 10 points a game. Do you guys stop? You're standing up all these guys for 10 points.
I'm happy Kelly got paid.
$50 million? Okay.
4 years.
I'm happy he got paid.
$50 million over how many years? Three?
Yeah.
Four.
Shoot. Miles Plumlee got $50 million. He don't do nearly what
for a white guy who's a hard worker? Yeah, I'll give him that. That's nice. I mean, that's a good payday.
All right, let's move into.
How about J.J. Redick, though? $23 million for one season?
Hey, that's nice.
What's up. That's baller money.
He said ring or $23 million? No, I'm good.
There's only one team that's winning the ring. Yep. I want to go get paid.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Did anybody else have any NBA talk they want to discuss? James Harden, we already touched on his big contract and everything else. So we'll see what goes on after this week, NBA. Do you want to talk about Summer League?
Yeah, man. It's been fun to watch. Yeah, the crowd turnout for the Lakers has been crazy. They've been trying to see that ball kid. He didn't show real good Friday, but he played all right Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday looked good.
11, yeah, he's a poor man's Jason Kidd.
The only thing right now is he's really gun shy. He's been in the paint layups, and he's kicking it out to the wing. It's like, bro, be aggressive. Lay the ball in the basket.
Except
right
from
there.
Three where he just shoots all day and can't make them.
Right? When you at the rim, lay the ball in.
Yeah.
He's getting by defenders, no problem. Kid handles the ball, man.
How many seasons does it take for him and the Lakers to get to the playoffs?
Depends on what they do in the next
season. We'll see what happens next year.
Let's see what happens. Yeah, say LeBron and Paul George both show up there with what they got now.
I like how you said LeBron, as if he will not stay in Cleveland.
Come on, bro.
There's a report. The widespread report is – it's almost a foregone conclusion that everyone in the league knows he's going to leave Cleveland next year.
They fired his GM.
Listen.
You fired GM, that means he's
they
done.
They fired his GM.
Because
he's the real GM.
The banana boat crew is getting together next year, I'm telling you. Or
in
2 years.
New York? Where are you going to be at?
Somewhere.
And then you look at Chris Paul. It ain't even guaranteed he stays in Houston after this season. He could join on the Lakers, too. Chris Paul, Paul George, and all LeBron James. All of them go run to the Lakers show.
If Chris Paul joins the Lakers, Kobe gets a ring automatically.
Because he should have got it.
Yeah.
I give you that.
They'll go somewhere. I don't know.
Kobe, you know what? If
Kobe
they all
could be
go
a special assistant
Kobe
coach.
Might come out of retirement just to sit on the bench.
Look. They
and jack up some threes in the fourth quarter.
Give Kobe gets a ring automatically.
He'll play big three next year. Then the next year they cut LeBron.
No, look, the way LeBron's final record is, he might want to just do the big three, man. That's the only way he's going to win, bro. Oh,
cool. Or
that's the only reason.
Or he's, cut his mic.
Or he's going to opt that's out, true. And he's going to say, Cleveland, if you want me to stay, you got to give me a $300 million contract. He's in the peak, the prime years of his career. It's time to get paid. He's
He'll be 32, 33 this December.
Yeah, more of a backside.
Exactly. Well,
he doesn't need.
So
get paid,
he needs to get paid as much as he can before he leaves. He got rings.
He doesn't need
to
get paid.
No, you know what?
He doesn't need to get paid. Finals?
This is a. This has to do with my rant. So let's
all right, get all right, yeah, okay. All right, yeah. All right.
The passionate, too legit rant of the week. All right, so my rant this week has to do with Kevin Durant taking less money. All I've heard in the media is he should have taken more money because he shouldn't give in to the owner's demands. He's going to hurt players like LeBron James, who we were just talking about, who is going to be expected to take less money. Here's the problem. Here's the problem I have with people ripping on him. We were all taught growing up in sports that you are supposed to be selfless for the betterment of the team. In football, you do what you do so that somebody else can make the right play. You set screens so somebody else can hit the big shot. That's what we were taught. There's nothing wrong with what he did. We all say that these NBA players, they make more money on shoe deals. LeBron makes more money on shoe deals. I'm a LeBron fan, and I say he should. If I was LeBron, I'd take the league minimum. I mean, he got a $1 billion contract from Nike. $1 billion. For the rest of his life, he's going to be a billionaire. LeBron don't care about winning championships. He does right now, but in the grand scheme of things, he more cares about owning an NBA franchise later on. Sure, he should stockpile money, but I don't want to see anybody rip Kevin Durant for doing what we were all taught as children. Look at how he was when he won his MVP. His mom's the real MVP. He loves his mother. His mother raised him the right way. Now, I understand why people think that it kind of like, and I understand that there is almost a racial overtone about it. Like, don't help the rich white guy and sacrifice yourself. And I understand that completely. But he wants to win championships and he loves his brothers. So he made his brothers better by taking less money.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You out your damn mind. Now, let me tell you. You say his brothers? He left his brother on the street last year to go join the best team in the league?
And that's
sorry, Kevin Durant.
But that's why he did it to win championships. He didn't win to make money. If he wanted to make money, he would have stayed in Oklahoma City.
Oh, no. And poor Kevin Durant. No. Instead of 34, he's making 26 and a half million.
Poor guy.
Poor Kevin Durant.
Whoa, did I say poor? I applauded him for doing it.
For what? He left his brother. You talk about brothers, so he left his brother.
He was
going to
leave.
He was like, peace out.
He was supposed to do that. He was supposed to.
Stop that.
No.
Stop that. He was supposed to choke in game six. That's what he wasn't supposed to have did.
So we're just going to sit up here and say Westbrook had nothing to do with Durant leaving. We're not going to even realize that Westbrook has led the league in field goal attempts.
Maybe as Westbrook a point guard. Is not the asshole. Maybe it's KD that left. That they couldn't play together. I mean, Kobe and Shaq couldn't play together.
Yeah, a dude who needs the ball, who was playing with a guy who wouldn't give the ball up. Now he plays with a team that has nothing but people who want to give the ball up.
But time out. Why would he give up if the guy's missing a shot? I wouldn't give the ball to Kevin Durant when he's missing something.
Both of them missed shots.
Sorry, both of them
that
game, blank.
Six of the last 5 minutes, they had 8 turnovers combined.
Right.
And who had most of those turnovers?
It was three apiece.
It was three apiece.
They went back and forth turning the ball over.
Who led the history of the NBA in turnovers last year?
Who had the ball 90% of the time?
Who was second?
You can't really
in the history. Hey, the MVP.
Hey, James Harden gets paid to turn the ball over. Right. It's part of the point shaving agreement. Okay,
but no offense, he doesn't have anybody to pass the ball to in OKC. Who in the hell is going to shoot a shot in OKC last
Robertson?
Year?
We don't know because he didn't pass it.
He did at least 10 times a game.
18 attempts in the fourth quarter, and you 4 for 18. That's tough.
Okay, look, my rant wasn't so much about
I know.
Westbrook. It was maybe he did it because that's the way he was raised and he was instilled in him for the betterment of the team. And I applaud him for it.
Well, in order for him to do that, you had to keep Iguodala and Livingston, so they both signed.
And neither one of them took a discount.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Iguodala was the finals MVP.
Yeah, he won't take no discount.
And Livingston's on the tail
end. Iguodala's a Hall of Famer.
And Mr. Curry damn sure won't take it off.
He
damn sure won't take no discount.
Wait, what you mean Iguodala's not a Hall of Famer?
Iguodala's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, you will. Iguodala, finals MVP, two-time champ.
Those years in Philly, he was the star.
Yeah.
He was the replacement AI.
Yeah.
Stop your hating over Mr. 3-5. We know he's a modern day Isaiah Thomas. We get it.
Who is?
Westbrook.
What?
Huh?
Nah.
Turn his mic off.
I'm running the board. I don't get turned off.
Just block him.
I'll explain myself when we come back. You're listening to
the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes. I quit this season, I still beat the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a